Clil C. History. Exercise 1. Page 110.
Education in Victorian England. Up until the 19th century, most people in England did not have access to a formal education. A large number of people could not read or write. This was before the Industrial Revolution, and many people made their living as agricultural workers and had no need to read. Children in these days helped to support their families as early as they could. Boys went to work in the fields or learned to trade from a young age, and girls helped with cooking, cleaning, and childcare in the home. Only wealthy families could afford the luxury of an education, and they hired a tutor or a governess to come to their home or paid to attend a private school. However, during Queen Victoria's reign, free schools for poor children, both boys and girls, started to appear. Many of these children continued working, but got time off to attend school for a few hours each day. Classes had up to 70 or 80 pupils. Boys and girls sat separately and often used separate entrances. School subjects were mainly the three R's, that is, reading, writing, and arithmetic. There was also a lesson called drill, which was an early form of PE. Later, there were woodwork lessons for boys and sewing lessons for girls. Teachers were usually unmarried women, and very few had academic qualifications. The pay wasn't very good, so men preferred to work in other jobs. Even though children got a basic education in Victorian England, very few went to secondary school or university. Universities had been established in the UK since medieval times, but only men could attend. They studied arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, music theory, grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and all the lessons were taught in Latin. In the 18th century, a number of medical schools were established at universities and hospitals in Edinburgh, Glasgow, and London. However, it wasn't until the mid-1800s that the higher education revolution took place. Many cities founded mechanics institutes that offered practical knowledge of the arts and sciences connected with manufacturing, mining, and agriculture. The first women's college opened in 1849 and taught subjects including astronomy, geography, geology, and fine art. In 1878, the University of London offered degrees in all the usual subjects previously only offered to men to women for the first time. It wasn't until the First World War, though, that women were allowed to attend a medical college in London. 1833. The government awards grants to build schools for the poor across England and Wales. 1844. Children working in factories are allowed 6 half days a week to go to school. 1878. The University of London accepts female students. 1880. School is made compulsory for children aged 5 to 10.